Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
In a recent episode, Nick, we mentioned the dueling Santas that were the talk of the town back in the day.
Do you remember? We did.
Yes. So I spoke to Brian Keller recently. He is the city's resident historian, and he shared with me some of the details about how all of that came to be, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
All right, let's hear it.
Back in the mid to late 1950s, downtown O'Fallon's biggest competition for shopping was Belleville. Our downtown stores were trying really hard to get the word out that, listen, you don't have to go to Belleville to shop, you can get what you need here in downtown O'Fallon. So in 1955, the Retail Affairs Committee of the Chamber of Commerce created Santaland. Now this was at the corner of First Street and Lincoln, and it was a way to attract shoppers to downtown. Until then, individual businesses may have had Santa, but he really didn't have a home, you know what I mean, until the Santaland was created. The centerpiece of the village was Santa's hut, and that started out as a used trailer. And then over the years, there were all these different iterations of buildings and temporary structures that housed him. And in fact, one of the last buildings that was used was actually a shed that still exists. It is housed at the Garden Club now in their community garden. I thought that was neat.
Neat.
Many listeners...
That's over there at what?
State Street and Smiley.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
And then many listeners may remember the last Santa's hut, because that was around through, I think, 2018, when it was demolished as a way to make way for the O'Fallon Station.
Yeah.
Okay, so the downtown Santa would always arrive in style. He typically came in on a fire truck. Sometimes it was part of a parade, and sometimes there was a band. I mean, it was a big deal how Santa arrived.
Okay.
Then, in the late 1950s, construction began on Southview Plaza, and that was located at the corner of South Lincoln and Highway 50, which is across from Bank of O'Fallon. And when the first business opened in 1960, Southview quickly became sort of the latest and greatest shopping experience. It was the hip place to shop. You know what I mean? It was very modern. It was up to date.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it kind of began shifting business away from the downtown stores. Then when the holidays arrived, well, what's Santa to do now, right? Does he split his time between two shopping centers? So when Southview hosted Santa, they had to get really creative with how he arrived. And in 1965, the Southview Santa arrived via helicopter.
Man, can you imagine that?
That'd be cool.
Helicopters make a lot of noise when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take several minutes to land. Anyone close to there stops what they're doing to see what's happening. I mean, I bet that was quite the production.
Exactly. So the chopper lands. A few minutes later, the doors swing open. Santa emerges with his big red bag of toys. I mean, the whole thing just sounds really cool.
It really does sound cool.
So these dueling Santas went on for a number of years, but I mean, it really wasn't about Santa. It was more about two competing shopping districts doing what they could to draw customers in. Ultimately, downtown, I think, reigns now as having the longest lasting Santa, because he still visits downtown and now he calls O'Fallon Station his home. But I do think the nod goes to Southview, because they clearly win the award for having the flashiest Santa.
For sure. Well, that's pretty neat. I'm a little disappointed that we don't have the best of both worlds. We really need Santa to arrive via helicopter and land at the station after the holiday
parade. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, you've got an entire year before he comes back, so how about you make that happen, Nicholas?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
We've posted some photos on our Instagram of both the downtown and the Southview Santas, including several pictures of him arriving via fire truck and the helicopter. So we will link to that in the show notes. Be sure to check that out.
I'd also like to point out that the View of the Past photo in this week's O'Fallon Weekly is one submitted by Brian Keller of Santa arriving via the KMOX helicopter.
It sure is.
So anyway, speaking of Santa, we're only 8 days away from Christmas, and I can't believe that. But I know there are a few events left where people can visit with Santa, correct?
That's right. We'll link to all of these events in the show notes, but here's a quick rundown. Tomorrow, Saturday, December 18th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Santa will be at the Allstate office on Highway 50 across from Sam's Club. Also tomorrow, he'll be at the McKendree Metro Recplex from noon until 2. There is a public skate session. So Santa will be on the ice starting at noon, and then he'll be available for photos starting at 2. There is a small cost to attend to cover the skate session and photos, but tickets are available for that. And then Sunday, there's a really nice holiday open house event with Santa from 3 until 6 p.m. at Keystone Place. There will be photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. They'll have carriage rides. The Madrigals are scheduled to perform, and that's a free event to attend. And then next Wednesday, December 22nd, Santa will be at the O'Fallon Station for the last night of the season. That is from 5 to 7 p.m., and there's no charge for that. You'll just have to bring your own camera.
So what else do you know, Jessica?
Well, without a doubt, I think this coming week is definitely going to be super hectic. People are probably finishing up their shopping. Maybe they've got some holiday parties. People still need to wrap gifts.
I mean, then there's people like me that haven't even started their shopping.
That makes me so nervous. Don't say that.
I have a wreath on my door.
I applaud you for that effort.
I mean, it's something.
That's good. So chances are, with as busy as this week is going to be, you won't be able to do everything well. Something is going to have to give. So we've got a few ideas for you to make this next week just a little easier.
I should just skip the shopping?
I'm not going to recommend that. Okay. Nope, sorry.
Everybody knows I love them.
This would be a great week to consider ordering out one of Birch Market's meal bundles for dinner. Birch Market is in the downtown district, and if you follow them on the socials, you know that they offer these meal bundles. So they have the prepared food counter with a la carte items you can choose from every day. So they frequently have salmon, fried chicken, meatloaf, but then separately from that, they also offer these meal bundles. Recently, they've had chicken and cheese enchiladas with black beans and rice. They've had beef stroganoff with egg noodles. And then most recently, they had a Creole shrimp with rice and green beans. They'll post the special for the week, and they usually have limited quantities. So if you see something you'd like, you want to grab that. And they are pre-made, so you just take them home and you heat them up whenever you're ready.
Sounds like a great alternative to fast food. And if you want some comfort food, but if you don't want to make it, Birch Market has you covered.
For sure. If you're a parent or guardian, keep in mind that several places offer options for days when schools are not in session. The city's Parks and Rec Department and the Metro Recplex have daily options for childcare. Registration is required, and I'll link to those details in the show notes. And then, I don't know, maybe the thing that has to give is Christmas dinner. If you want a traditional family-style meal, but you don't want the stress of cooking and cleaning, consider ordering from the Regency Conference Center. We have had several listeners, Nick, reach out who had ordered their Thanksgiving meals from the Regency, and every single one of them said it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
One teacher even told me she doesn't think she'll ever cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, wow.
Again. She done.
Wow.
In addition to the herb roasted turkey that they offered at Thanksgiving, they are also offering sliced ham and some roast beef options. The meal comes with your choice of three sides, and it also includes rolls and bread pudding. And then you can also add several dessert options a la carte. I think I saw that they have a cheesecake and maybe something else.
Cheesecake. Well, those sound like really good ways to take something off your plate this next week and maybe reduce some of the holiday stress you may be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get into the calendar, a friend of mine and I recently had a little bit of a debate regarding Thanksgiving and Christmas and the meals and all this. And the whole deal is he has a ham at Thanksgiving. I contend that Thanksgiving belongs entirely to the bird.
Okay.
And that Christmas and, you know, Easter, whatever else, can, you know, can go to the ham.
They're ham approved.
But they are ham approved. But that Thanksgiving belongs to turkey. Now, you're saying here that turkey can be offered by Regency at Christmas as well as ham. And I almost feel like maybe the bird is encroaching upon the Christmas now.
People just can't win with you, Nick.
We have designated proteins for the different holidays. You have bird, you have turkey on Thanksgiving, and you have ham for Christmas.
I think most of us take a more nuanced approach to our meals. It's not quite so cut and dry.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm team turkey on Thanksgiving. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Fair enough.
Anyway, so what's on the calendar for this week?
We mentioned the Skating with Santa at the Recplex is tomorrow, and that's a paid event. But before that, there is a free Christmas skate class for ages 5 through 15. This will be a Christmas-themed class for any skater wanting to try out skating lessons. That starts at 10:40 and goes until 11:30, and we'll link to that in the show notes. Also tomorrow is the Downtown Christmas Carol Pub Crawl. There are still a few spots available for that. I think we've got 13 or 14 teams registered already. That goes from 5 until 9 p.m. And actually, our chamber office is using this as our staff Christmas party.
Well, knowing you, you've already got your outfit carefully selected and set aside for weeks, correct?
Well, you would think so, but I don't.
Really?
Funny story. I texted Debbie, she's my boss, a picture of a shirt I found online, and I asked her if that was appropriate to wear for a Christmas party. And she never texted me back. And she's always super responsive in her text messages, so I'm taking that as a sign not to wear that shirt.
Probably a good Good call.
Well, I'm guessing if I had to ask if it was appropriate, I've probably answered my own question.
More than likely, yes.
I do have really cute light-up reindeer antlers that I got from the merchant parlor inside Refinery Salon, though, so I will definitely be sporting those.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll be on the lookout for photos from that weekend, unless maybe it's one of those, you know, there are no photos kind of situations.
There'll be photos.
You know, okay. Chamber crew at the pub crawl, we may not have photos, you know what I mean? So, anyway, well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.